Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's the Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Hollywood Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors here at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. I mean, we might as well say it. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Hollywood, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, brother.
You.
That's something else.
I mean, he was.
I guess he was in the NWO.
He was in there. He was in there.
He was one of the 32 people in the NWO.
Well, he was in the S tier of the NWO, I think.
So, well, you got to put him up there, yeah.
I mean, it would the S tier would be Hogan, Savage, Nash, Hall.
And then, even though he got the leg drop to start the whole thing.
He did. But you know, he found his way in. And then you go to, like, you start going down from there, like
the
six
B team.
Six would have been in the A, like an A tier, and then you get down to, like, you know, Horace Hogan. He's F tier. So, well, everyone, have a great state. If you want to drink some S tier coffee, you can do that at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Going to be great weather for cooking out this weekend. We're going to have a little cloudiness the rest of the week, but Saturday is supposed to be a great day to be outside. Fire up the grill and make beef the star of the show while you're watching some Mississippi State baseball. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything maroon and white under one roof. All the logos, all the brand names, every style and fashion that you're looking for, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, ridden by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, a banker that treats you with respect, that knows you by name, not just by your account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie, in case you're not a watcher, you're a listener, Robbie rocking the old school black and white NWO shirt. I'm a huge fan. I had that one, and I had the Outsider shirt, which those were my favorite guys. I loved Nash and Hall. So,
I had the Wolfpack shirt. So
I was not a fan.
Yeah, I was not a fan of the NWO, the regular NWO. I was very much team WCW.
Oh, okay. I was all about NWO.
I was team WCW, and then I went with the Wolfpack because of Sting, and they were kind of the faces, you know. Yeah.
The Nitro, where the night after the Survivor Series. Where the NWO comes out and they've all got Canadian flags, and we went crazy thinking that Bret Hart was there.
Yeah.
He wasn't. And at the end of the night, though, Sting came out of the rafters, and the NWO left him laying in the ring. They all came out and got a shot at him. And I was going crazy. And, like, this little kid in front of us was like, stop. It was so fun.
Good times, man.
Those are great days, man. No doubt. Ah, that's at the old Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was also at the Nitro where DDP dressed as La Parca.
Oh, that's excellent.
I got to be at that one. That was a really cool moment. So.
See, I was at the Nitro whenever he and Carl Malone were driving the 18-wheeler full of chairs.
Yeah. chairs. Let's go.
They got out, and Hogan was cutting a promo, and somehow they snuck behind him, and they both hit their chairs at the same time. So he turned around and was, and then they came up, and then DDP and Karl Malone came up in the crowd, and doing this in the crowd, they were right by me, so I got to touch
That's
DDP.
nice. It's
If
cool.
you look, if you go watch that Nitro back,
I can see you.
you can see us. We're facing the hard camera in the middle section, and my parents are wearing like lime green shirts.
All right, I'm gonna have to go find that. I'm sure
So
it's
you can see
available.
Big Daddy's going nuts. You can see my Louisville, Mississippi Loves Goldberg sign. It was a great
What a
time, man.
great day. That's good times.
That was
All
my
right.
first wrestling event.
That's awesome. Well, it's Rumblings Day, so Rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But we don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. In Stanton, in the Golden Triangle, in the Tupelo area, call Paul Davis Restoration. This is that time of year. Storms are going to be happening. Paul Davis Restoration is here if you have any kind of damage to your property. Feels good to be back. Colton Watson with the first question today. I have a question for you for first. I'm going to start. I have the first question today. Was it Colton Watson in the press box this week?
I
Isn't
don't
that
know.
name?
Colton one time said that he was coming to watch us at a I forget. I think it was at Lake Titicaca maybe. And I think he came and never said a word.
All right. And
So
then
every time
wasn't
he
that up
said
to
he's
him up
seen
there?
us, every time he said he's seen us, he has like not said a word to us. So
Explain what Colton is
I don't
like to
even
you.
really I'm not even really sure what he looks like, to be honest with you. Other
Yeah.
than what I've seen in the profile picture,
But I mean,
I
that's
don't
not.
know.
If that was him, if Colton, if that's you in the press box, please speak to us. Come say hello. Gosh. Like, I heard somebody call him Colton, and one of his questions makes me think it's him. So here we go. Does Southern Miss get paid for playing Mississippi State in baseball? You would think since it's a home and home, you probably don't, you're not giving them a fee to come up here, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know the answer to that. That might be one I need to ask somebody higher up. Do LSU's current struggles impact predictions for the 17,000-plus crowd on Super Bowl all weekend? No. Their fans will still travel, and if state fans will just make up. If you could tell me, like, right now, hey, look, state's going to beat LSU, like, 12-2. State fans are going to fill the stadium to watch that.
Yeah, but I don't think that I don't remember LSU just like packing out Diddy Noble, like bringing a
Oh,
ton of
they don't
fans.
bring a ton of fans, but they'll still bring their they'll bring 1,000 people maybe. LSU
That
fans
many?
travel. Oh yeah, they'll bring a ton of people. LSU fans are going to come. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember there being that many LSU fans coming
I
to
mean, maybe a
baseball.
little different back in the old days when the bleachers were out there, but I the first base side bleachers were always full of LSU fans.
Okay. Maybe they will. I don't know.
All right. Also from Colton. More likely, taking a laser foul ball to the dome in the press box or getting struck by lightning. We almost had that on Thursday. Now, there was Noah Sullivan corked one up there and tried to take us out. Ace Reese has already put one in the box this year.
Yep.
That being said, so that's two where two near misses. I think the odds are better for getting struck by lightning.
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, Austin Welch with a just an interesting question here. Santa comes to see you and your family 3 times a year, but only if you take in a vulgar and nasty talking gnome. He can be nice sometimes, but you often find him chewing holes in your shoes. Do you move forward with triple Santa, or do you toss the gnome out? So just so I have this correct, Ben Garrett is going to live with me. Am I understanding this correctly, Robbie? I got Ben Garrett living in the house. A nasty, foul-mouthed gnome. But I get 3 times a year, I just wake up and there's awesome gifts. It's risky because, like, what if he damages the gifts? I don't want that. I have to keep Matt and
No, I don't
G
think I could
too.
trade that out.
No, I don't want to live with Ben
I
Garrett.
don't want a gnome in my house.
No, I don't either. I get it.
My
First,
wife, for whatever reason, got into decorating with gnomes when it comes to Christmas time.
no,
And
Doug,
so, like, if you come into our house at Christmas, you will see like 15 of these like stuffed gnomes hanging around the house.
no.
And like people kept buying them for her because they found out that I didn't like it. So
Oh,
they
that's
would
the
do it
worst.
just to piss me off more. I don't
God.
know, it was very strange.
Fort Polk, I have a tradition over the past couple of years of wearing my maroon Dogs Win Again shirt to the gym on Monday mornings after state wins a big game over the weekend. Starting to get a little ratty. Do you think you could talk Maroon and Company or College Corner to making some more? Are those not still available?
I'm trying to think about the maroon ones I have not seen in a while, but they have the camo ones.
Yeah, the camo ones are
They
still
should have the
available,
camo ones. I
which are
don't know.
pricey for a t-shirt, but it is what it is. It's that bottom
Well,
laying
it's
up.
a
That's why.
good quality
Yeah,
shirt.
the quality is outstanding. So, is it only available? Yeah, I guess it's only available in camo. I'll see what I can do for you. How about that? See what I can do.
Man of the people.
I try to be. Papa Crawdad asks, you're on Fear Factor lying down in one of those glass cases. They're about to cover you in critters. Rank these starting with your most preferred option: rats, roaches, spiders, or snakes. I think spiders is my most preferred.
Really?
Yeah, I can live with spiders.
Crawling around on you?
Aren't I in a glass case?
Yeah, you're in a glass case with
Then
spiders
there.
on top of
Oh,
you.
yes, it's still spiders. It's still it, none of these are pleasant. There's a clear number four for me, but.
Rat.
Rats, no, I
Yeah,
couldn't. I couldn't
you're
do
not a
it.
rat
I'd just be
fan.
like,
I'm not
I'm
either.
out, I'm out. It probably would go spiders, snakes, roaches, rats.
I'm just quitting the show.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of
I'm
that.
just, hey, I'm
I don't
chickening
need.
out. Make fun of me all you want. I
I
don't
have a
care.
job. I don't need money this badly.
Nope.
There you go. 307 Bulldog. Robbie, as a wrestling fan and a Steelers fan, any thoughts on the Logan Paul versus Le'Veon Bell boxing match that has been ripped away by the powers that be? The powers that be? You're selling for it?
I don't know. These celebrity boxing matches are strange.
Did you see this? He was like, I'll bet any NFL player $1 million to box me. And Le'Veon Bell and Braden Fajoco took him up on it. And then WWE was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, because I don't think it would turn out very well.
Fajoco would mess him up. That guy's got CTE anyway. What's he got to
Yeah,
lose?
what man, like these guys, like it's always the same guys. It's like Antonio Brown, Fajoco, like these are the guys making the biggest headlines right now. Like, what is going on with that guy, the Fajoco guy?
He's got CTE.
I mean, but I never even noticed him until recently.
Yeah, I don't
I
know.
think he was on Hard Knocks maybe,
Maybe.
and seemed to be like a
I knew him when he was at LSU, obviously, but
like seemed to be a cool guy, whatever, but yeah,
many
something's
blows
loose
for
up
him?
there for sure. I don't know
Yeah.
what's happening.
I don't know. Justin Aguiar asks us, how would Danhausen describe Mississippi State baseball right now? Do you need me to do this?
Yes.
Mississippi State baseball. Very good. Very good. Very evil, but very good. Hitting the ball, housing out of the stadium, and pitching it well, and they look like they're going to be national champions, housing.
That covers it.
Is that a decent Danhausen impression?
Yes, yeah, decent.
All
Yeah.
right, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I probably won't.
Yeah. So you just got to add housing to something, you know? It's Robbie Housing, you know? So
There you go.
yeah. Falkhausen would probably be better, but anyway.
Falkhausen.
Yeah, that's
There you go.
Falkhausen. Yeah. Rob Chittum asks us, which player has surprised you the most with their production so far? It's a good question because I had high expectations. Sean James. No, it's an easy question now that I think about it. Didn't have much expectations for Sean James. He's been really good.
I would say Reed Stallman.
That's another good one. That's a really good one.
That was a guy that was batting like 250 or something last year. He's batting
Yeah.
like 459. I think he's leading the team in hits or batting average. I think Ace Reed's leading the team in hits. But he's been really impressive. His approach has been really good. He's been super at first base. That's a guy that they haven't had in a while that can really stretch it out and probably save some runs, save some outs for you. So yeah, it's definitely been Breed Stallman for me.
All right. That's a good answer. Brian Norman says, let's pretend the Saturday game against LSU, the capacity attendable would be 35,000. How many would be there? Not 35,000. You'd have over 20, though. Between 20 and 25, I'd say.
Yeah.
You could, yeah. I
I
think
mean, if fans knew that they had a seat,
Yeah.
it would be a big crowd.
Yeah. He was right. Two questions. Do you think the women's basketball team will accept an invite to the NIT if they get one? What do you think?
No.
They will not. Okay, very good.
No, I think their season is over.
All right, then. Do you guys watch a show on YouTube called Botchamania? If you haven't heard of it, just search for it on YouTube. It's pretty funny. I have watched some episodes of Botchamania.
I have too.
No wrestling fan has not watched at least one
Yeah.
episode of Botchamania.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. Rogan Fairchild, really enjoyed you and Borky talking 90s albums last week. What soundtracks from that era did you listen to? For me, it was Singles, Friday, and Forrest Gump. Those were three really good choices.
Forrest Gump was really good.
Very good.
It's
Dazed
kind
and
of like a
Confused.
it was like a decades thing. Like it started out in the 50s and worked its way up.
Dazed and Confused soundtrack.
That's a
Everybody
good
had
one.
it. The Crow. The Crow
Yes.
soundtrack was one that
Yes.
everybody had. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Can't Hardly Wait. Wasn't that a good album?
That's a little more your time than mine.
Yeah.
So I'll give you another one from
That's a
my
good one.
time. Reality Bites. The soundtrack for Reality Bites, everybody had, because that had Lisa Loeb, that had My Sharona came back on that one. So that was a
You Say by Lisa Loeb.
Yeah, Stay. Yeah. You
Stay,
play.
stay, stay.
Hey. Yeah.
Little Nicky was a great album. Deftones.
Yeah.
I think Ozzy was on there.
I'm trying to think of anything else from like that 80s, 90s era that I would have for sure. Top Gun soundtrack would have been one
Yep.
for sure. Yeah. There we
Yeah,
go.
back in the day, you used to have some people were sitting there going, "What?" Back in the day, you used to have movie soundtrack albums and like soundtrack from the movie. And like, I had the Titanic album. What was another one I had that was really good? Remember the Titans album was really good. But yeah, they
That's a
used to
lot
have
of
that.
old R&B and yeah, that's good stuff there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Also from Brogan, what do you think facilitated women's basketball dropping games down the stretch? And do you think Purcell will be able to keep the core of this team together? I mean, dropping games that he shouldn't drop has been a hallmark of the Sam Purcell era at Mississippi State.
I just think the biggest thing that's hampering Sam, and like we can talk about, like, do people think he's a good coach or whatever? I mean, he doesn't win some of the games that he's won if he can't coach.
I think he's a good coach, but
So
he
I think
loses
the
games he
biggest
shouldn't.
thing is you have constantly turned over this roster to where you just don't have the camaraderie and the chemistry that you need to sustain some of these stretches. So you experience a little bit of adversity, and it's hard to get over it because you don't have a good core group that's been there for a while and experienced. That's the big thing that he needs to do this offseason. He's got Feverway Dozie back. He's got to keep Madison Francis. Like, they've got to find somebody that can write him a check, that's kind of like rogue, that's not going to take away from any of the other sports or whatever. That's somebody that can just write them a check and say, do whatever it takes to keep her here. Because another year of her, you put that in the portal, like, to players, like, hey, come play with Madison Francis. She's going to be an all-SEC player or whatever. That's going to, I think the biggest thing is just having to constantly change over the roster. You're going to have these times where you have trouble and you can't seem to get over it. So he's got to be able to retain some of these players, and
Agreed.
that's the biggest thing. He'll lose a couple for sure. I imagine the portal lose, but he needs to keep Madison Francis badly.
Ryan Reynolds, the actor, He says, if you found out your life was the Truman Show, would you leave?
Yes.
You would? I would go the opposite way. I'd be like, all right, so I'm on camera all the time. I would curse nonstop. I would, make it, I would be making advances on my wife nonstop. I'd be like, ah, we're gonna film it. Let's go.
So after that, they're just like, all
Yeah.
right, let's turn it
We
off.
have to cancel the show. Yeah. Be
Yeah.
like, or you put it on Netflix or something. So, Andrew Norwood, what are two songs that when you hear the one of them, you associate it with a movie or a series? For example, Dirty Work and The Sopranos. When I hear The Sopranos, I'm immediately like, I'm just leaning back in the car. I'm a fool. I've got to sing it off key and everything. Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
That's always a go-to for us. You and myself and John Sokoloff.
We will be more than happy to sing that song.
Yeah.
So what's another one that's like that where I just associate it with a TV show or something? I'm trying to think. There's a song by James Brown called "I Got That Feeling" that was on the Cosby Show. Makes me think of the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Trying to think of another. Oh, if I ever hear "Cleveland Rocks," it's automatically with the Drew Carey Show.
Yep.
Is there anything else from The Sopranos that, like, musically?
I mean, Don't Stop Believing, but I don't
Yeah,
know if
but
that counts.
that's a far bigger connection with Mississippi State football. There's a song that I have on my Spotify called "Living on a Thin Line" by the Kinks that they play on The Sopranos. It's like they're dancing to it at the Bada Bing, and I'm like, this is the worst strip club song ever. Like, who would
What was the
dance to this?
song by, was it like Dean Martin that, like
Oh, no,
the
Sinatra.
Sinatra?
Yeah, I was like,
Yes.
why is this a song?
And like there's like a couple of scenes in there, like
I was
they're
just
on a
hit the
pool
tune
table or
myself.
something,
Oh,
and
yeah.
the song just like playing
Oh,
dramatically in the background. You're just like,
the
what?
song by Sinatra, where it was a very good year. And like, Paulie's got this girl's legs up on
That's
his
it.
chest, and
That's
he's
the one I'm talking about.
just railing. It's
It was a very good
yeah,
year. It's
I saw
like,
like the one where he comes back from jail and they're like, and they play it over the loudspeaker, like, my song. And Bobby Bacala was like, why is this a song? It's
I'm
such,
talking about the I'm
you're
talking about
talking
the
about a
ones like
very
the
good year. Yeah.
it was like the
When I was
opening
17.
it was
Yeah.
like the opening scene
Yeah.
of like a new season or
Yeah.
something.
Like Tony's getting money and Silvio's tried on suits and Paulie's got this poor girl on the pool table just giving it to her. God. What a great show. Also, do we love the unhinged Mississippi Valley State men's basketball account as much as us sickos do? I have been known to check in on those guys from now on, every now and then.
We have a the la the pinned tweet is the identity of the Mississippi Valley admin will be revealed at halftime.
Yeah, which
What?
apparently it didn't do.
So that they have their own like general manager like WWE did.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to follow this account.
yeah,
What the
they are
heck?
comp
What is this? This
they're completely unhinged.
there's a picture of a seance or
Yeah,
something in there.
I'm just telling you, just go with it. Just go with it. So, do a couple more here, then we'll go to the break. Graham Wellington asked this.
Final score, Grambling 77, Mississippi Valley State, it's over.
Yeah. Did you see what Lipscomb tweeted on Saturday?
Yes,
It
that was
said,
great.
Mississippi State scored more runs than us today. We move on to the next game. So, Graham
Thank you,
Wellington.
fans. It
Yeah,
wasn't easy.
exactly. Is there a world where John Cohen could ever be welcomed back to Mississippi State and honored, or has irreparable damage been done? I don't see a world where Cohen is ever welcomed back.
No,
Like, if they did.
not for a championship team, not
Didn't
for.
yeah. Well, first off, didn't win a championship at Mississippi State, so that's not an
But I mean,
issue.
like if it, like if you're bringing back the 2021 national championship team,
He's
and
not
like he
coming
was the
with.
AD or whatever, he's not
No,
invited.
agreed. Also, is there what's something from an entertainment spec perspective that isn't MSU affiliated that Starkville needs or could support? I mean, we've got a couple of decent live music bars in this town with Rick's and with Dave's. So we have that. Like Oxford has the Lyric, which is an actual just a music venue. And I guess the State Theater tried to be that and it didn't work out. So that I don't think that's the answer. I don't
I
know.
just think it needs like the right management.
You
Like it
think?
needs the right people involved in it that can fully take advantage. Because I mean, I went to concerts at the State Theater back in, my college days, and
Okay.
I went and saw like Cross Canadian Ragweed there,
Yeah.
and Saliva and Drowning Pool was nuts, that place. Like it could be successful. They just have got to get, I mean, because, I mean, you got monster crowds at Rick's
Yeah.
whenever they have good music. Like, you
It's got to
just
be,
need the
yeah.
right people managing it and getting people there.
Agree. Did you see the Summer of 99 tours make another trip through Mississippi?
Yes, I will probably be making my third
Yeah, I think I might
Mississippi
go.
cruise.
Did you say you saw Mammoth and they weren't that good?
No, I thought they were good.
Okay, you thought they were good. And then
Yeah.
Hinder is the other band.
Yes, Lips of an Angel.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a that go. Sure. We'll go. I'm in.
Mammoth's pretty awesome. I mean,
Somebody told me they
Wolfgang.
weren't good. I don't know who it was. I thought it was you, but I guess not.
No, I thought they were great. I thought
Okay. All
Wolfgang was awesome.
right. I'm interested then. So one more here and then we'll do the break. P. Stovall, first time lumber. Hold on. Hold on. Is that Paxton Stovall? Please be.
No.
Is it?
He
No,
looks
it's
much
not.
older.
It's much older. So
Yeah.
unfortunately, Paxton Stovall still locked up in Gene Swindell's basement.
Gene Swindoll still has him in a
Still
dungeon
has
with
him.
a
Still has
recorder.
him down there talking about stray dogs.
Yep.
Anyway, first time rumbler. My daughter refuses to pronounce notifications correctly. She says notifications because that's how it's spelled. Are there any words that you refuse to pronounce correctly other than many of our beloved Mississippi communities? I mean, I don't. I will not say. It's Lafayette County. I'm not going to do that.
You're not
No.
doing Lafayette.
Nah, that I'm not. That's Lafayette. I like to say again, like Chris Jericho.
I still say
You
Reese's.
say Reese's a lot. Yeah,
Yeah. I
that's
don't
fine.
think I'm going to be able to change
It's
that.
fine. You know what? I'm used to it.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, I'm used to it at this point. So let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, and the older brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. I am actually really hungry as we are doing this show today, Robbie, and this ad is
Yeah, my
making.
stomach is currently rumbling, and this is not
Yeah,
going to help.
I'm quite hungry. So as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to lunch. But until then, I'll have the thought of Two Brothers to tide me over, and it should tide you over as well. And of course, if you're at Duty Noble Field, head over to the concession stand and enjoy some awesome Two Brothers smoked wings available for you at Duty Noble Field. The quality is outstanding, the value is good, and you'll be a happy camper in your seat if you're enjoying Two Brothers smoked wings. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
Day.
You need technology for your business? Call Advantage Business Systems. They've got the computers, laptops, printers, copiers that you need. But more importantly, they are there for you after the sale. You're not going to have to call a 1-800 number. You don't have to be on hold for 45 minutes. You're not going to have to, talk to an out-of-state guy who's going to show up in a week to 10 days to fix your problem. Nope. You got to talk to somebody in the state of Mississippi. And because they're in Mississippi just like you, they can probably take care of your problem the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. We're about a month away from our next remote at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden over in Saltillo. So we do hope that on April the 8th, you will be happy to come by and say hello to me and Michael Borky. We'll be there for all day. But, if you're between now and then, you got to get the grass mowed. I would definitely suggest making a trip to see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden because that grass isn't going to wait on you. I'll tell you that much right now. So check out their John Deere Spring Sales event, 0% financing for 36 months on all commercial mowers. You can tear up the trail with 1.9% financing for 36 months on the John Deere Gator. And for the heavy lifting, 0% financing for 72 months on compact tractors and select 5 Series tractors. These offers are valid through April 30th, so don't wait for the weeds to win. Visit Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Sautauke today, where they have what you want for less. Are you a landowner in the state of Mississippi? Then you need to know this name, Good Hope Land and Timber. Because if you own land, you know you have timber. That can be one of your biggest assets, and knowing how to manage it can make a huge difference. That's where Good Hope Land and Timber comes in. They help landowners get the most value from their property through timber buying, forest management, thinning, harvesting, all done safely and responsibly. Their experienced crew follows industry standards to protect your land while maximizing your return. If you're wondering what your timber might be worth, or if you're planning your next harvest, give our friends at Good Hope Land and Timber a call today, 601-442-9888, or you can look them up on the web at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, and a Mississippi State business through and through. So if you're a landowner and if you're a bulldog, there's no other name to know but Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, back into the rumblings here. Caleb Rhodes just wants us to gives us a reminder here. He wants script Bulldogs for baseball jerseys. Make it happen. I am a fan of that look. I do like the old script. Look at Pat McMahon. Look at Patty Mack back in the day on that picture. That's fantastic. I'll do what I can.
I'm kind of okay with the uniforms right now.
Right now, what do you think about like these gray ones they're breaking out tonight?
I'm not a fan of the hat.
So here's what I'm going to say. I think the
jersey's
hat.
Fine.
I like the hat. I like it. I think maroon hat would be better with the gray tops and bottoms. I don't think all gray works, but I would wear the hat. Like if just the hat by itself, I would wear that.
Yeah. Maybe so. I like the rotation they have right now currently with the pinstripes and then the 85s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
I would like to see the 85s on that gray uniform. Like
ooh,
that 85 logo.
85 grays?
Yes.
Ooh, I like the sound of that, actually.
I would like to see that.
All right. Our buddy Steve Mormon says, been a while due to hospital stays and health issues. Hope you're okay, Steve. So I've had a lot of movie time. Is there a better 45-50 minute opening of a movie than Full Metal Jacket? The time from the beginning of Full Metal Jacket to when Private Pyle kills himself is as good as it gets. That's a really good stretch of movie. I was trying to think of some that are up there. I thought about the Godfather from the time that Michael comes back from Italy to the end. That's a great stretch of a movie. I'm trying to think, is there any others that stand out to me?
And he said the opening.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the first opening that's strong. Like the opening of Heat is really good. They rob the truck. Wangro kills the guys. And then they go to the cafe and they try to kill Wangro and he gets away. That's up there for me. I don't know, but that you're probably right. That's one of my favorite openings of a movie ever. Where are we? Davis Holiday says, after Ross Bjork was part of the Freeze's demise at Ole Miss, he went on to A&M and did practically nothing. Well, you're wrong there, Davis. He hired Jimbo Fisher, or he extended Jimbo Fisher and cost him $100 million. He did plenty. He now sits at the head of Ohio State, which begs the question, who else has dug a hole in a pile of crap and come out smelling like a rose? Most of our politicians, I would say, is the answer to that.
Yeah, but he's at the top as far as
nobody has fallen backwards into success more than Ross Bjork.
I don't know what he's got something on somebody in the college athletics world. I don't know what it is, but that dude has got the goods. He's got the pictures. He's got the evidence. I mean, it's wild.
I agree. Hi, Rumbler asks us, with the recent news of our offensive line, how many games into the season is Arnett named interim coach for a second time? It won't be Arnett. It won't be. It'll be Montgomery.
It'll be Montgomery or
it'll be Montgomery.
Montgomery's probably the best choice yeah. there. Yeah.
Rank these roles. Texas Roadhouse, Red Lobster, Lambert's, Outback, Logan's. I've never been to a Lambert's. Have you? Where they throw the rolls at you?
Oh, yeah.
You been to them?
They're the size of your head.
Are they good? They're good?
They're very good, but I would put them below Logan's and Texas Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Now, is Red Lobster is a biscuit.
It's a biscuit. Totally different thing. And yep. And Outback isn't a roll either. It's bread. It's brown
it's
bread.
It's bread. Yep.
Question about Texas Roadhouse. Is it that the rolls are good, or is it that the butter is good?
It's both.
Okay. I
The
like
rolls are
those. I want to
very
make sure we're on
soft.
the same page.
Very soft rolls. They're very tasty on their
Buttery.
own,
Yeah.
but
That cinnamon butter.
the cinnamon butter takes it up a
Put it over the
notch.
top. I go
Yep.
Roadhouse first. Texas Roadhouse first.
And Logan's is probably
Yeah.
this is very similar.
They just have regular butter, right?
I can't remember.
I think it's just regular butter. So we'll go Roadhouse, Logan's, and then it's not rolls, but I'll go Red Lobster. I like the Cheddar Bay. And then, or do you want to go Lambert's because it's actually a roll? You said they're good.
Yes.
All right, so we'll go.
They're very big. They're more like kind of like the muffin top
Oh,
rolls.
okay.
Like the like they're
Sounds good.
there's a mushroom type, I think.
Okay. So Roadhouse, Logan's, Lambert's, Lobster, Outback. All right.
Yes. And the Lamberts too, like they will burn your fingers when they throw the
Oh,
rolls
they're
at you.
scorching hot. Okay, even
Yeah,
better.
they're hot.
All right, good. This one, if you could remake any movie but with Muppets, what would it be? I'm going to change your question here because I saw Bill Simmons had this question one time, and I want to get your thoughts on it. So you remake a movie with Muppets, but one character is not a Muppet. One character is the actual actor.
Yeah.
What is the movie?
Well, it's got to be something that's very, to me, it's got to be something that's vile,
Yeah,
that's got a
dramatic.
lot of language, got a lot
Yes.
of
Yeah.
outside stuff, because that takes it to a different level.
So I was just talking about Heat. What if
I was thinking Heat, and Al Pacino
Pacino
is
is the one actor?
correct.
So like the face to face with De Niro, he's talking to Kermit.
Yes, he's got the,
Yeah.
yeah,
Let me solve that time,
he is.
my friend.
He's just working with a bunch of Muppets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that takes it to the
Like
next level.
he's talking to Fozzie Bear. He's like, she's got a grace. And you got
I'm
your
so
hair.
glad. I'm so glad that I think your microphone just went out whenever you said that.
It was loud.
Yep.
Sorry, I had to do the quote. If you've seen Heat, you know what it is. What do we got? All right. Ryan asks us, with the very welcome addition of Two Brothers Wings, what are the three other menu items, either from Two Brothers or other local Mississippi delights that you would like to see ballpark food? I would love to have tamales from the tamale place at the Dude. Tamales at the Dude would be awesome.
What's the tamale place?
In Vicksburg, it's a good place to eat. They got tamales.
Oh.
I got an idea here though. What if you got your popcorn and your peanuts, right? Little basket of barbecue okra,
Sure.
fried barbecue okra. I mean, you just sit there popping that. It's healthier. Yeah. It's a vegetable. It's a vegetable.
It's, who cares if it's deep
It's
fried?
vegetable. It's vegetable. What else?
Pork rind nachos is the obvious.
Yeah. Get the
Like,
pork rind out.
can we get some pork
I
rind nachos
don't
instead of
mind
the
that.
regular nachos?
I don't mind that. I'm trying to think my way around Starkville
Like,
and some
can we
other.
get Board Town pizza instead of
Oh, get like some actual.
whatever the other
Yeah.
stuff
Yeah,
is?
yeah. I don't mind that at all. These are good ideas. The barbecue okra, I was just thinking, like, imagine that would be the most Mississippi thing ever. They're just like, what are these guys eating? They're just sitting there popping fried okra.
I'm not very happy about this, by the way. They had the tomato soup and grilled cheese, and they've already done away with it.
It's a cold weather thing. You can't have that when it's hot.
Oh, I would still eat a grilled cheese.
I guess you're right. The grilled cheese would be
I mean,
fine.
the soup, maybe not,
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, that was a great idea. They replaced it with snow cones.
Right. Jaeger Bass asks us, is this a real name?
That is a fake name. There's no way.
Right, I want to see this picture here. Hold on.
I'm a little concerned that Jaeger Bass is I don't know, man. He looks real. Jaeger Bass
That's
feels
funny.
like an Ole Miss fan, though.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna see if we can't find some more information. Jaeger Bass.
But he's got a great Twitter name, the
Okay.
Jaegmeister.
Okay. This is a real person.
Unbelievable. What a name.
So he works for an attorney for a law firm.
Of course he does.
Are you ready to learn the law firm's name?
Merkle and Cock.
There it is, Merkle and Cock.
He's gonna be like, no, guys, it was Coke.
No, it's not. I don't care what you say.
But in his Twitter name is the Jägermeister.
Jägermeister is a great Twitter
God,
name.
this
I'm
is unbelievable.
Jaeger, we want
Jaeger,
you to come back. You need to stick around. We
and
need
by
more
the way,
questions.
also shout out for just sticking with the fact that he's going to be a big time Mississippi State guy and just go to Mississippi College Law School instead.
My guy. Jaeger,
Yeah.
no, you've just entered the pantheon of some of our favorite guys. Here we go.
The
And
Jägermeister.
this question is great. First time rumbler here. I have a situation I need y'all's judgment on. For 5 years, a woman in my neighborhood has walked both of her dogs every day by my house and allowed them to poop in my yard without picking it up once. About 2 years ago, I purchased a cartoon sign simply stating, "Please pick up after your pets," and placed it in my yard. Since then, she lets the dogs poop in the yard across the street and still does not pick it up. This is psychotic behavior for an adult, right? To make it worse, her husband ran for alderman at one point. Any bad neighbor experiences you've had which are similar? I would have already pooped in this woman's yard. I would have pulled a Jim Carrey from Me, Myself, and Irene and gone over there and handled my business and just left that for her.
Okay, this is interesting that this question came in because
You got
a
something?
post popped up on my Facebook algorithm yesterday for somebody I didn't know, but it was, every now and then like a group post will pop up or whatever. So this guy posted a picture and it was dog poop on his mat, on his welcome mat.
He called it poop.
Apparently, he had been letting his dog poop in someone's yard and not picking it up. The person had asked him to pick it up
He didn't do
and
it.
he had not done it. So she shoveled up the poop and put it on his doorstep and he got upset about it.
But
And everybody was in the comments like, no. You need to
you
pick up
did
after your
this.
dog.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So yes, this woman is a total psychopath. I don't really have a great bad neighbor story for you to add to this. Do you have one, Robbie?
Yes, I do
Oh,
actually.
for you.
So when I was living at a house before we moved, and built our house over here. Right whenever we put our house up for sale, there. Okay, where we lived was a neighborhood that was separated basically by a fence to someone else's property. Like the whole side of the street had a fence or fences that separated this person's yard and our yards. We lived in the neighborhood, this person lived. Actually, the fences separated the city from the county. So that's how weird it was. So like when on their property was the county, we still lived in the city. So we're paying city and county property taxes. So this person, I'm not gonna name any names. I don't even know if, actually this person that did this has passed away. But I'm sitting on my couch and I see this truck coming down the street. And to give you even more of a idea here, I lived at kind of like a it was kind of like a cul-de-sac. It was the end of the road, and then up on the hill was a ramp that came off the highway. So sometimes actually this person would come off the ramp onto the grass, like into the backyard or whatever, into his driveway. It was kind of weird, but and probably very illegal. Anyway, this person, I guess, did not want to go to the next street over to go to his house. So he just rode in my front yard and like went behind the fence, like in the ditch, and went into his yard. Well, I mean, the problem with that is like he's got these like mud tires and it had just rained and he rutted up my entire yard in the front and my house is for sale. So whenever that happened, I went to my backyard and I yelled over the fence, "Hey, you just rutted up my yard. Can you please not do that?" And the dude flips me off. And I was like, "Okay, we'll let that one slide, I guess." So they do it again. He does it again the next day. So I call the cops. And I was like, "All right, look, this is the only way I can think to handle this because they were shooting guns in their backyard before, and like like parts of the trees were like falling down in my yard and stuff. I'm like, this is dangerous. So I called the cops and I was like, look, can you just go talk to these people? Because they had told me that this person is kind of unruly and they can cause problems and they don't like they've been in jail before, things like that. A couple of days later, like they decided the sheriff decided not to do anything about it. So it was their decision. It wasn't, I didn't get a say so. They came and did it again, man. Like the third time they came and rutted up my yard and they did it on purpose. And so I'm getting ready to show somebody the house. These guys started tearing down their fence with a front end loader, started tearing the fence down and pulling these like crappy looking cars into the view of the street. So it would diminish the value of my house. Like vindictive stuff. Like tore the fence down that was like a wooden fence so we could see their crappy cars that they're working on in the back. So like they have these broken down cars in the back and just like trashy looking like backyard that was direct sight if you pull up to my house. Luckily, somebody bought the house anyway and
What's their problem now?
yeah, but I mean, they ended up, I think, putting the fence back up. They did that out of spite,
Really?
pretty much. Yeah, it was a,
Should put some spikes or something in your yard.
it was rough, man.
Going
Like,
around
and
there
I
wrong with a
actually was
flat.
like, I was nervous they were going to retaliate in some form or fashion because people were telling me, do not mess with these people. They're crazy.
But next to the Crowders, not Jason. I'm from like Boyd.
Might as well have been, man. Like,
Good Lord.
it was rough. I got out of Dodge.
That's hilarious. Where are we here? Richard Harbison. My son Aiden wanted to know if you could be the best in any at any sport in the world, what would you pick?
Baseball.
Baseball's got the most money. Yeah.
Yep.
Best baseball player in the world for, and then
You
best
don't have to
money
worry
and
about like your
less
brain
chance
being messed up
exactly,
forever.
less chance of debilitating injury. So
Yep. I mean,
that's the
you might have an arm injury or something like that, but
but
for the
you can
most
live with that.
part,
You're not your
yeah.
brain is good. Yeah. Last one or next one from Richard. What is the best nickname you've ever heard? I think like football nicknames and best sports nicknames. Like in terms of like how it works, like King James is just a great nickname. Like it just
Yeah.
happened to have the last name James, so it works. Magic Johnson's the answer. Magic
Yeah,
Johnson. Because
Magic
some people
Johnson's
call him
awesome.
Magic. It like became his name.
Yep.
I'll go with that. Dalton Lee, here we go.
Uh-oh.
I had to do a FaceTime IT session with my mother because she clicked on a virus slash ad through a Facebook free gift that locked her computer. That was arguably the top five most frustrated I've ever been in my life because she did not understand what I was saying 90% of the time. Held the camera either too far, too close, or had the camera flipped to where I couldn't see, and she could not follow instructions. What is something that you help your parents with that makes you lose all sense of sanity? First off, Dalton, I just want to say
Okay. There's another PSA I want to have here. Like, is that age group,
oh.
are they the most unwilling to
Yes.
like to improve?
They're done learning.
Like
They're
they're
done
just like,
learning.
no, you know what? I'm just like my parents are like that. My parents will just be like, oh, this is just you're just gonna have to do it, or I'm just not gonna
They're
do it at all.
done learning. They don't want to learn anything else. And
Like, I don't think it's an old person thing. I think it's just that group, like that group of people. Like, I don't know if it's like boomers or what, but like, and shout out to the people that are willing to do that, by the way. You have bucked the trend.
So what I want to say is this. Are you familiar with the Bad Friends podcast? It's
I
got
don't
Bad.
know.
Andrew, oh, I forget what his last name is. A redheaded guy with a beard, and Bobby Lee.
Oh, yes.
So Andrew is constantly making fun of Bobby for being Asian, and I just want to say, Dalton, I'm glad you didn't send this question into them because the impression of your mother would be unbelievable that they would pull off. So just you did a good job
The
coming to us for this.
clip from that show, by the way, where he talks about the thing from his childhood with his
Oh
uncle or something. Oh my God.
that's.
He's like, you can't laugh at that. He's
Yeah.
like, dude, you can't just throw that on us and expect us not to have that kind of reaction.
It's tough. He's the guy. He's in my favorite clip with him and Theo Vaughn, where he's like, "You're my dad," and he goes, "Oh, Bobby." It makes me laugh every time. Seen it 1,000 times. Like, you don't have to be Asian. Anyway, to answer your question, yes, trying to get YouTube TV set up for my mother,
Oh, God.
an unbelievable experience. And she'll still call me and she'll be like, "How do I find the channels?" I'm like, "You just go over to live. What number is ABC?" It's like, it's not a number anymore. It's just ABC. It says it there on the TV.
I had to go set up my dad, like get my dad back on where he could hold down the thing and talking to the remote the other day. My mom said he was mad for like a week leading up to that. It's like, can y'all just read the instructions? It says it on the screen. It says on the screen, if you would like to speak into the remote, hold down this button. My dad's one of the smartest people I've ever been around.
But
He is so smart, but he does not want to deal
they
with
don't want to
that.
learn. They don't learn. Like the what was it? The Saturday of the Missouri game where I had to also go to the charity football game. Mom called me. She's like, "I've somehow signed out of YouTube TV." I'm like, "How? How did you sign out? What did you do?" And I went over there and it would not work. It was like, "Enter this code." And I entered the code and it wouldn't go. And I was like, "What have you done?" And I have always said the F word in front of my mother like 3 or 4 times in my life, but that was one of them. Because I was like, "What the is this thing doing?" I finally got it to work. And she was just like, "Just go and come back." I was like, "Are you going to sit here for 6 hours with no TV? You'll lose your mind." So,
Yeah, because now we're conditioned like we have to have
got to
entertainment.
have something going on. Yeah. So, thank you for frustrating us today, Dalton. We appreciate that. Matthew Watkins. Oh, speaking of,
Oh boy.
is City Walk the funniest bit in South Park slash television? They get hysterical laughter out of me every time. City Walk is up there. It's
It's way up
really
there.
funny. It's really funny because it's accurate in so many ways. I'm trying to think, if it's not City Walk, what would be another top tier comedy bit on a TV show? Trying to think of some comedies I've recently watched.
I tell you an underrated one, and it's not really one, but it's a guy doing certain impressions. Will Sasso doing either Kenny Rogers or Randy Newman or Tony Soprano. The
On the
one
internet.
where they're like, this is if Sopranos was on like cable television or network television, and it's like the whole
That's it.
thing
It's
is just them like
just bleeped.
edited out. He's hilarious. I
Speaking of
saw
it.
one yesterday with from Mad TV when he was Steven Seagal. That was so funny.
The one of it's what's his name? Dan Soder doing either Macho Man or Andre the Giant. The thing I've watched that clip of him doing Andre the Giant conspiracy theories about 1,000 times. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I think I have.
Where he's on Chris Van Vliet's show and he talks about how he would leave voicemails for people as Andre the Giant doing conspiracy theories like the Earth is flat.
He's really good.
And then he did a thing. It's a he's talking about like some sort of like child sexual assault case, but he does it as Macho Man Savage, and I don't know why, but it's really funny, and I
But you
hate
have to
that.
laugh about it,
I have to
apparently.
laugh. It's either that or it's one or the other. So, what are your thoughts on Cody winning the title again and going on to face Randy at Mania? I'm sorry. I was bored just talking about it.
Board.
It's just ridiculous.
It's just they're struggling right now, man, with these storylines. You know, they have these ups and downs like that. They'll be in really good rhythm for a while, and then they'll just be in a funk. It's just part of the deal. When you throw so many things against
You're
the
correct.
wall,
Sling has ups and downs, so there's just no way around that. Tyler Hunt, rate this Facebook Marketplace find I found on a scale of 1 to 10 and give your reasoning for the rating. I can't believe I found such a valuable item for only $10. It's a maroon is all that matters shirt. For $10, that's overpriced. That's a one.
What is what the what is a shirt worth? You have to pay me.
Yeah, you got to pay me to do it. I agreed. Yeah, I need $5. Also, what's the most unusual experience you ever had on Facebook Marketplace? I don't use that because that's where people go to get killed.
Yeah, somebody actually, I think, did get
You
killed
tell
the
me
other
about
day
that.
on the way to a Facebook Marketplace meetup. I don't know if it was related, but
I would not ever use Facebook Marketplace. So.
it's shady, unless you know who the people are.
Right. Yeah. Well, at that point, it's not Facebook Marketplace. It's like I'm calling you.
I bought a TV one time and I knew this person. Now I bought it for like it was like a decent TV, like a Vizio. I bought it for like $50. Within like 2 weeks it was done.
Yeah. Don't do
Did,
it.
I think I might have gotten
You
I think
got
I might have
scammed.
gotten worked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hunter Boland says, if you and I had to pitch against this Mississippi State team until we recorded one out, how many batters would each of you face? So this is a difficult question, right? I don't throw fast. I don't know how to, I don't know how to pitch, right? But is every ball going to just be fair? I mean, I have a full defense behind me. Like maybe they'll hit one that gets caught. Like I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have to be strikes. We're going to have to be able to throw the ball
Just
right
gonna
down the
throw the
middle.
ball over the plate, try to, as best I can. If they crush it, great, but eventually maybe they get on top of one and they ground out or something.
Yeah, I
I'll
mean,
say
it would be batting practice.
25. I can get out after 25 batters.
It would be batting practice, no
Yeah.
doubt about it.
Jay in Baltimore, do you expect to see Jack Bauer again anytime soon? The fact that he didn't pitch in the 26-0 victory last weekend makes me think Coach O. First off, stop. We're not Coach
Do not
O.
call him Coach O.
We are not calling him Coach O.
He's
That's
O.
taken. Coach
Yeah,
O. If
we
we
do
got
not
it.
want him to be in that same realm either.
Yeah, we're like 2 weeks from now, O'Connor's in there like, Brian, I think we're doing a good job pitching the baseball. We don't want that. Anyway, he thinks you just focus on the guys who you feel can help put an SEC play. Now, I think Bauer would have pitched if that could have gone 9 innings.
Yeah. Well,
But.
that's the problem is they just didn't have enough time.
Right.
That's why
So.
they had to get. I mean, Duke Stone could have fought for a perfect game. You know,
Yeah.
I just think they had to make a move, but they just didn't have enough time. They had to get guys reps.
Matt McCann is back with his mascot challenge today. It's the donor edition. Name these teams from the universities named after an individual donor. First one's real easy. Tulane.
The Green Wave.
Cornell.
Bears,
Well, they are their mascot is a bear, but aren't they they're the
the
big red.
Browns,
No,
the
they're the big
Reds,
red, yeah.
the Big
Brown.
Red. Brown is the Bears.
Correct. And his name is Bruno. Pepperdine.
No clue.
They're the Waves.
Oh, that makes sense. Are they in California?
Yeah, they're like right on the beach. You ever seen
I
their
bet their
campus?
campus is awesome.
It's unbelievable. And I will personally buy your lunch anywhere in America you want if you can tell me Pitzer or College's mascot.
No clue.
It's a sage hen.
Pomona Pitzer.
Yeah, don't know anything about him. Rob Hadaway in D.C. this week with the family. Yesterday, we toured Arlington National Cemetery. And among the more famous graves there, we saw the grave of the great Joe Louis. Are you as shocked as I was to learn that he was not, in fact, 137 years old? Joe Louis, 137 years old.
Yeah, you know, also, I think it's not far from that that stone is Audie Murphy,
Oh, really?
who was a great actor
Yeah. Most
and was
decorated.
also was the most decorated
Yeah.
war hero of World War II, which is incredible. He went from that to being as big as he was. That was I thought was really cool. I went there a few years ago, and we saw that. Some, I mean, you walk around that place, there's names that'll blow your mind.
I believe it, yeah.
JFK and RFK, I think, are also there.
Andy Atkinson asks us, yawning has led the baseball team to a great start. Can you get me in touch with Zach Selman to see if I can be hired as the football team's yawn coordinator? Yeah, I mean, apparently yawning leads to victory. You need to be tired out there.
That's right.
Mangum Cafe, I had an LSU fan tell me on Twitter I was in for a long season after I said State would win the College World Series. Is he an idiot? No, he was telling you the truth. You are in for a long season. It's going to go all the way to late June. He
It
was
is
being
a long
honest.
season. That's
He's
true.
telling you the truth. What would be the hardest week this year? Vandy, USM, Ole Miss, or LSU, Ole Miss, Texas? Okay, so I see what you're saying. So it's like state plays next weekend, state plays Vanderbilt, then they play Southern in the midweek, then they play at Ole Miss. It's definitely LSU, Ole Miss, Texas.
That's your midweek game is Ole Miss, and in
That's
between there you have Super
dude.
Bowl weekend and then the number one team in the country
Right.
possibly.
Yeah. All right, last questions of the day come to us from Payne Sleeper, who asks, rank these sunsets. The first late sunset after daylight savings in the spring. That first beautiful April sunset while hearing 80s rock over the loudspeakers at Duty Noble. A sunset after you're finishing the 18th hole of a round of golf. Well, I've never done a round of golf, so that's going to be last. I would say the Duty Noble one is probably number one.
It's up
I love
there.
sitting out there and watching the sunset. Yeah. Do you think we'll ever see an announcement slash PR campaign about the interlocking being the official football logo going forward? Or are we just going to continue with the silent admit of defeat from the banner slash script pushers in the athletic department? I could see this fall or getting closer to the season that they say something and make it official. I could see that. Do you think it's going to just be interlocking from now on football?
I think it would, I think that's a good assumption. They're pushing it enough at this point. You got to think.
Agreed.
You can't go back at this point.
No, I agree. I agree. All right, last one. If we were a team, what's a competition you are 100% you could beat anyone in? It can be literally anything, but you have to work together to accomplish it. I mean, if we were in a trivia competition, we would do really, really well.
Music trivia, especially.
Yeah, we would do good.
Yep.
Or just in regular trivia, sports, pop culture, we'd be okay.
Yep.
Other than that, wing eating. I would take Robbie. Robbie's got some room in that stomach of
I got
his.
some chops.
Yeah, so those are probably our top two. I had to guess. All right, tomorrow's show. Baseball, we'll talk about what happens in Biloxi. We'll get start setting up for the Arkansas weekend. Also, our first spring's SEC spring preview. We'll talk with Alabama from about Alabama with our friend Matt Stahl from AL.com. He'll join the podcast on tomorrow's show. Talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.